Hello, hello. There I am. Welcome, Regent. Hey. I know that y'all are used to seeing John Elmore up here, and you will. He's going to teach tonight, but I want to talk to you for just a little bit first. But first, I want to say welcome to all of you who are first-time guests tonight. I think that you are so brave, because I know it takes a lot of courage to walk in those doors the first night. And if you think about it, each one of us was a first-time guest at one point. So we know what you're feeling, that anxiousness. So we want you to know this is a safe place, and we are so glad that you are here. So let me introduce myself. My name is Robin, but most people call me Birdie around here. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from guilt and shame. Hey, guys. So I want to talk to you about hashtags. Okay? I am hashtag illiterate. I don't know why we use them or how to use one without the help from a younger coworker or even one of my grandkids. But there is a hashtag used a lot these days that I am very well acquainted with. Me too. Hashtag me too. I can honestly look you in the eye and say, me too, I have been abused. So I want to take you back 45 years ago when I was a freshman in high school. Like most 13-year-old girls, fitting in was extremely important, and being loved and accepted was an idol for me. So when I was asked out by one of our senior football players, I thought my dreams had come true. That is, until he took me to an empty house with the intention of having sexual intercourse. We have all heard the human fight or flight response. I'm here to tell you that there is a third response: freeze. I couldn't fight, run, scream. I just felt paralyzed. For years, I told no one about what had happened. I couldn't because the shame was way too extreme. You see, the shame told me that I was responsible for what had happened because I froze and I didn't scream no. It was my fault. I asked for it. I kept silent because I didn't believe that I had enough value to even have a voice to cry out or to protect myself. It wasn't until coming to Regen that I came to understand that I had been raped. I had been sexually taken advantage of by another person against my will. The abuse was not my fault. We are not responsible for the abuse that happens to us, but we are responsible for how we act because of the abuse. For years, I did not understand how God valued me. My shame told me that I was worthless trash and nothing more than something for men to use. I had to drink excessively and drug myself just to drown out the voice of my shame. In this church, I encountered the truth of God's word. In Psalm 139:14, he tells me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In Romans 8, he tells me that there is now no condemnation for those who are his children. In Isaiah 43, he calls me redeemed, precious, honored. He says that I am his and that he loves me. I wanted to believe these verses were true because I so desperately wanted to be loved like that. I wanted to stop seeing myself as damaged goods, never good enough to be loved. So in the Lord's strength and with an amazing community of friends here at Watermark, I entered the battle to fight the lies in my head with God's truth. And thankfully, God is winning that battle. But God is not only asking me to trust what he says about me. He is telling me to forgive my abuser. Colossians 3:13 says, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. I am a woman who has been forgiven for so much destruction and sin in my life. The Lord is now telling me to follow his example of forgiveness by forgiving my abuser. Initially, I was way too angry, but I realized I was carrying the weight of the abuse. It was like me wanting to harm my abuser, but I was drinking the poison. And God asked me to give it all to him. All the hurt, all the anger, and all the desire for vengeance. So I asked God to forgive this man for what he had done to me. I began praying that he would come to know and love Jesus like I had. I may never know the answer to those prayers, but I do know the freedom that I continue to feel as I follow Christ's example to forgive. I am not drinking that poison any longer. It tastes really bad. And I want to take a quick second to speak to any of you who have been the abuser. I want you to desperately know how much God loves you. Your sin is no darker than mine. Christ paid for all of my sin on the cross, and he paid for all of yours. Just as he has forgiven me of all my sin, he will forgive you. So confess your sins to him and accept the free gift of eternal life that he is offering you. Whether you are a victim of abuse or the abuser, please, 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 no longer listen to the voice of shame. It is lying to you when it tells you that you are damaged or beyond forgiveness. Those truly are lies from the pit of hell. He will redeem the abuse if you ask him, just as he is redeeming mine by sharing with you tonight. So if this is part of your story, this is a safe place to share about the abuse. And if you're still afraid to share about it or don't have the words just yet, all you have to say is me too. So here's a hashtag that I want to go along with my hashtag me too. Hashtag God loves you. God loves you all more than you could ever imagine. I pray that you will join us in the battle to fight the lies in your head with God's truth. So thank you for listening to my story.
Mm-hmm. So.